You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
We're in 830. Join the conversation at 508-871-7000. Text in at 508-816-6674. Or follow us on the web at allpoliticsislocalmassachusetts.com. Terry, we want to pick back up on that conversation with Senator Spilka.
Yes, Senator Spilka, as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, we were intimately involved in the past budget process, which was challenging. And I think through a lot of cooperation between both houses and the administration, we got through it, I think, pretty smoothly. I know that at the end, there were some things that the governor vetoed that the legislature put back in. I think that was about 120 or 30 million more.
Actually, 92 million.
92 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did that money come from? Because I thought we were pretty tight on money. So did you cut some things somewhere else, or how did you?
No, I think, it was within what we figured out. The consensus revenue numbers are 4.8% revenue growth. And the budget originally had a 3.3% revenue growth. I realize that there's other things that come up during the year, but the House and Senate believe that it's within the amounts that we have, and it was actually within the governor's original budget numbers as well. So, we didn't do all of it, but we did some of it.
So you left a little slack there for a contingency, I guess, or emergencies.
I believe, because things always come up. Things are over caseload, and there's always costs. But we've also been strong with our tax collections the first 3 months of this year. We're $39 million above benchmark already. Which, you know, again, there's always things that we're going to need to spend it on, but and we need to be mindful of the challenges that we have coming up in this year as well. So I think that we're proceeding cautiously, and we do have a deficiency for 2015 that we'll be doing, and some of it is new spending for 2016, which I'm being really cautious. The other thing that I'm really looking to is our stabilization fund, our state stabilization fund. It was up to over $2 billion a few years back. It's now at $1.1 billion because of the recession and other things, and for several years, they were pulling some of the funds, millions of dollars, from the stabilization to balance the budget. We did not do that this year. We didn't so far put money in for 2015. I'm planning on doing that and hoping that we could put a sizable chunk, because I think we need to build that back up. It's not if another recession will hit, it's when it will hit. And we need to make sure that we have the funds for our cities and towns, for our residents, to help out when we need it.
Now, I assume you guys are going to start planning for the next fiscal year soon, so that the budget process isn't quite as chaotic as last time, I think, because, you know, a new administration came in. So how do you believe things are going to look in this new year, which will again begin, what, in July?
July 1st is the new fiscal year. So we're in fiscal year 2016 already,
right,
from this past July. Well, you know, believe it or not, we've already started having discussions for the consensus revenue hearing, which would be the House Ways and Means, Senate Ways and Means, and Secretary of ANF, which probably will be in December. So we've already started talking about, you know, the third week in December, which is a hearing at the State House. We invite experts in the fields to come in and give us their estimates, and we listen and we gather information, and then the three of us talk, Brian Dempsey, House Chair of Ways and Means, Kristen Lepore, Secretary of ANF, and myself as Senate Chairs of Ways and Means, and we come to an agreement as to what we believe will be the tax revenue growth for the following year, and that's what we base our budget on. So that will start, and then, as I mentioned earlier, the governor will come out with his budget in January. Then the two Ways and Means committees have hearings across the state, and they're open to the public. People can come and listen, and we ask questions as to why they put X amount of dollars in whatever line item and what it's intended to do. And then the House does its budget, the Senate, and we proceed to have a budget by July 1st.
Yeah, and sounds like with three branches of the government working reasonably well together, and I think that's actually new. I don't know that Governor Patrick always got along as well with the legislature for various reasons. And it seems like things are going pretty well. I hope the honeymoon never ends.
Right. Well, I mean, I think Governor Patrick worked well with the legislature. I think that, this administration is a new administration. Charlie Baker had worked in government before. Yep. He knew a lot of the folks. It's been a pleasure working with a lot of the secretaries. Many of them I knew before. Mm-hmm. Jay Ash from Economic Development. Mary Lou Sutters and I worked on a lot of children's and mental health issues and other issues. She's Secretary of Health and Human Services. Matt Beaton, Energy and Environmental Affairs, was in the legislature. So these are very approachable, caring people and the others. I don't mean to discount others either. It's been a real pleasure working with them as well.
You're listening to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. I want to talk a little bit about your relationship with Governor Patrick and even Senator Warren. You listen to the news. There's a lot of grumblings and rumblings. You want to break any news here today? Are Deval Patrick or Senator Warren, you think, going to run for vice president with Joe Biden?
I have absolutely. You probably know as much as I do, to be honest with you. I don't know.
It would be interesting.
You think Joe Biden's going to? This is taking for granted that you think Joe Biden's will announce.
I think the announcement's coming soon. I mean, what do you think, Terry?
I think so. I think the leaders of the Democratic Party on a national level are looking at Hillary Clinton's numbers, and her unfavorable numbers are much higher than her favorable numbers. And I think they're going, is this going to be a repeat of 2008 for her? And I think a lot of people, are looking at that. And so they're looking at Joe Biden, I think, as a much more viable candidate and one that would get a broader range of support.
No matter if you agree with the politics of one party or the other, isn't it interesting, and the name of the show, All Politics is Local, well, all national politics always seems to come back to Massachusetts too, isn't it? I mean, with Mitt Romney, and we potentially have two vice presidential candidates, former Governor Patrick or Senator Warren.
It's great to have Massachusetts on the national level like that.
It is interesting. So, I mean, you haven't heard anything, rumblings?
Honestly, I haven't. I do believe that if Biden is going to jump in, he needs to do it soon.
Yeah.
I think that if he waits much past October, it's going to be too late. I think that he needs to make the decision and statement soon.
I don't know. Realize that the election is, 14 months away.
But a lot of people are already deciding who they're supporting. And granted, there are people that will change over time. They'll hear more, and as other people jump in, jump out, they move around. But I think, a lot of people are already in the works deciding. So I think it would be helpful for him. You don't want to do it so late that you can't get a strong enough base either.
Well, I think the key, the primary is in Massachusetts, the presidential primary is March 1st, so not that far away. So that'll be certainly a big cutting line, and that's one of the reasons I think Senator Spilka is saying, whoever's going to run, you need to get in the race right now.
Yeah.
So time does run short.
And Bernie Sanders is, he's keeping his base. I don't think he's going to get the nomination, but his base is, it's not dwindling. It's staying steady, so he is going to take that fraction of the vote. Just real quick, and it's all fun and lighthearted. You have to weigh in on Donald Trump a little bit. What do you think?
I'd rather not.
That speaks it all right there. I mean, I think Terry and I
was brought up to, if you don't have anything nice to say, keep your mouth shut.
All right. Well, very good. I mean, I think
that's actually one of the things that the Donald needs to learn. And actually, there's a statistician that accurately predicted all 50 states as to how they would vote in the last presidential election. And so he's indicating that Mr. Trump has about a 5% probability of becoming our next president. So.
And going down, I would
think.
Yeah. Well,
that's
we just have a few minutes left here on All Politics is Local, AM 830 WCRN. Join us on the web at allpoliticsislocalma.com. We want to give you just the last couple minutes, Senator Spilka, to kind of talk about what your agenda is for the next couple months and what you hope to accomplish. And, you know, and any closing thoughts that you might have, Dad?
Okay, great. Thanks. You know, I guess that what I hope to accomplish is two paths. One right now is budget, as Chair of Ways and Means, and getting together a budget for next year. I'm very proud of the budget we did for this year. And for, I think, the first time in many, many years, you know, I had a theme for my budget to help guide us, that if we had extra funds and if we wanted to accomplish something, my theme was lifting all families. And I had never really seen that, at least since I've been a legislature, for a budget to have a theme. And that was important to me to convey to people what I was trying to accomplish, and that a budget is more than just numbers, but there are people mm-hmm. behind those numbers, programs, communities, and that you can utilize it, the budget, as a tool to lift families and lift people out of, whether it be poverty, to lift communities, and to lift our state and economic development. So I look forward to doing that and continuing that for this coming year. I'm already thinking of themes for next year. So if people have suggestions, feel free to offer. The other path that I am focusing on are some of the bills that I've been working on. And in addition to the substance abuse bill that I'm proud of, that we'll be doing next week, and others coming up, I'm also chair of the biotech caucus, mm-hmm. and I created and am chair of the tech caucus in the legislature. So I've been very active in those areas. And one of the things in economic development for the state and job creation. So one of the things that struck me was we like to think of ourselves as an innovation economy, but I would mm-hmm. like for us to be an innovation state. So right after the election in last November, I hosted through PayPal an idea-a-thon. I got the idea from the hackathons that you hear mm-hmm. about.
Yeah.
And so we invited over 100 folks to come and offer suggestions. And the question posed to them was, what more can government do to help your business start, grow, thrive here in Massachusetts, you know, particularly startups and techs? So they came up with ideas. There were tables, and each table came up with the top idea. They pitched it to a group of 7 celebrity judges. And the prize was I would work with them and file it as a bill, which we did. It's the Innovative Communities Bill. It'll matchmake communities with startups and innovative ideas to help do some projects or programs that they couldn't normally do. It will spur our economy, so there's a dual path there. I'm really excited about it. The Senate passed it. I'm hoping the House does it soon. And that will show that we are an innovative state, an innovative government, and be the first in the country really doing things like that. So there's a lot of other things. There's a lot of other stuff going on that I'm very excited about, and hopefully I'll come back another time and we can pursue this more.
Well, absolutely.
I would hope that you would come back. Feel you have an open invitation to join us. You have been listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. He's Terry Hendricks. She's Senator Karen Spilka. I'm John Featherston. Find out more about us on the web at All Politics is Local Massachusetts. And we'll talk again next week. Thanks for listening.
Have a good day, Massachusetts.
Been listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts with your hosts John Featherston and Terry Hendricks on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN.